Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and of course Kate is the Cass County Extension Iowa State University Program Coordinator. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, lots of things, of course, going on, getting ready for fair. Fairs are going on all over, and the Cass County Fair start 20th or 21st, depending on when you say it's when kind of how you're involved. But anyhow, we want to talk about a specific event, a specific activity that's going on at the fair, but other times also.
Right. We are working this summer through a group, the Cass County Local Food Action Coalition, to get the word out about all the local food things that are happening in Cass County, across the county, and also to get feedback from folks on things they would like to see. This is a project we've been working on for almost a year now through a partnership grant, and now we're to the point where we've kind of done our background homework, if you will, and we're ready to start heading around to different community events. And we thought, since we're talking local foods, what better place to start than farmers markets?
Okay, and you've already done one of those at Produce in the Park.
And then we're headed right back out on Monday afternoon. We'll be at the Anita Farmers Market, and that's in the Bandshell Park right downtown from 4 to 6:30 on Monday. And then we will be having a group of folks here at the county fair taking feedback from people as well.
If I want to participate, do I have to come to a meeting?
You do not have to come to a meeting. There's lots of ways folks can give feedback. We don't necessarily have an online submission form at this time, but you're more than welcome to drop an email, give us a call, and just learn a little bit more about what this is about. We may have the ability to do some sort of online feedback in the future. We don't right now. We're trying to get out around the county. Like you mentioned, we've been at Produce in the Park. We're doing a couple other community events. We're looking for spots to get down to Messina and Griswold to get the word out there. And we'd love to chat with anybody about local foods anytime.
I was going to say, and yeah, what do you expect of people when they come to this spot? Because you'll have signs, and if you come to one of these locations, you'll know you're in the right spot. So what do you expect people to do?
The main thing we want people to do is just start thinking about local foods. The two things that we're kind of trying to gather from folks is, first of all, are there any local foods things going on that maybe our group doesn't know about? We've got a good partnership of folks from across the county that are interested in various aspects of this work, but we by no means have a comprehensive list of everything good in food and agriculture that is going on in Cass County. And so we would love for folks to help add to that if they're willing to. The other thing we'd really like to see is ideas for things that you think would add to the local food and agriculture scene in Cass County. If you think there could be more community gardens, if you would like to help partner and start a school garden, if you think there's a local faith community that would be interested in helping with food access. The ultimate goal of this project is to get as many people as possible in the county with regular access to fresh, healthy, locally produced food, whether that's produce, meats, eggs, any sort of local food that is equally accessible to everyone in the county.
And local food, you know, people, when they hear that, I think have different kinds of pictures in their mind and how it might affect the community. But local food is more than taking a bite of a fresh vegetable.
Oh, absolutely. Local food is, like I mentioned, it can be meat, it can be eggs, it can be apples, it can be communities. I mean, we're not the first community that has participated in this project. There was three that started the year before us. There's two others that are in the process right now alongside us across the state. Some really, really neat projects have come out of this. In some communities, they're installing edible landscapes so people walking through city parks can pick and eat apples as they go. I mean, that to me, that sounds really fun. But again, just because that sounds fun to me doesn't mean that that's what the community needs. So that's why we want to hear from people. Not only what would you like to see, but what would you use and how would you use it?
So it means healthier people, but it's also community development. When people work together to make these happen, you have great community development going on.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we can put in what we think would be fantastic, but if people don't want it and won't use it, that's why we want to get as many people to at least talk to us about how they would use it. Let's have those conversations around how people are accessing food. Where are their gaps? And these are not things that you'll have to think of off the top of your head. Part of our traveling display, we have a list of about 20 different ways that communities around the state and around the country are making local foods more accessible to people. So they're just a few keywords. We kind of ask you to browse through the list. If something strikes your fancy, if you're glancing across and you see, oh, more local foods and food pantries, we'll have little cards labeled. Pick that up and just write down how you think that could happen in Cass County. And the partners that we're working with at ISU Community Design Lab are then going to take all that feedback, kind of put it in a spreadsheet that we can work with, consolidate it all down for us, and then hopefully we'll figure out what the communities in Cass County are really prioritizing.
And if all of this sounds confusing, just show up and stop and visit, because there will be two or three people from the Cass County Food Policy Council and others there to visit with. And what's, you know, that's great. The visiting is the really important part of that. Now, and we'll go back and remind people of the dates and places to do that. But I also want to talk about eating food at the Cass County Fair. Now, first people think of as food stand, and we hope that's true, but they're going to have another opportunity with some trials.
Yes, with some trials. So our Master Gardener group received a grant this year, and if folks have been to the community center lately, I don't know if they've walked through those gardens on the north side, but if you have, you may have noticed that even though it's beautiful and green and there's flowers, if you look closer at a lot of the plants there, we're growing food, and it's mixed right in with all of the beautiful landscape plants that our Master Gardeners have installed there over the years. And their Master Gardeners are demoing an edible landscape with trying to teach folks how to grow their own food. And the next part of that is, as we get close to harvest, our Master Gardeners are going to be teaching people how to harvest and do easy preparation of that food. And we're hoping that we'll have some ready to harvest and sample by fair.
Oh, I'm sure we will, because I'll just mention we might get some from the Armstrong Farm if we don't have something here at the garden by the community center. And I guess people are just going to have to kind of check out day to day. We don't have specific locations, but maybe it'll be by the food stand. Maybe it'll be in the garden. Maybe it'll be in the lobby of the community center. So each day, you're going to have sort of a central information point, as I understand, Kate.
Yes. We always, every year at fair, have an extension information table, extension and 4-H information table in the foyer of the community center. So right when you walk in those three big double doors, before you get into where all the static exhibits are on display, look for the big extension and 4-H tablecloths. Come over and check out everything about joining 4-H, joining Master Gardeners, getting involved with extension programs. And on that table every day, we'll have a list of things and you can do around the fair with local foods. So if there's tastings coming up or garden tours or whatever is going on, we will have that most current information on that table. Hopefully in like a little postcard size thing you can pick up and put in your pocket and take with you so you can remember.
Okay, so there's something happening at the Cass County Fair, as there are at other fairs, for all ages. And, you know, the prediction is it's going to be really hot. But sometimes the prediction is wrong. And there's always a cool spot, a couple of cool spots, actually.
Yes, the food stand's usually pretty good. The community center is always good. And the commercial barns, they've done a pretty good job. They've got the coolers in there now, they're not air conditioned, but they've got these huge blower coolers in there that keep the commercial barns nice and cool. And of course, we have a beautiful fairground, so we have tons of trees and shade for folks to kind of take a break and cool off.
Okay, what's the very first event at the Cass County Fair?
The very first event for the 4-H'ers would be static judging, starting first thing in the morning on Wednesday the 20th. The very first public event would be, as we kind of get rolling on Thursday night, the 21st, we actually, because we're judging static a day early, we open the community center for all the static exhibits that will actually be open at 5 p.m., and then the Little Mr. and Miss contest gets underway at 6:30, and the Queen contest and senior recognition starts at 7. So we'll have lots of things going on up here on the hill as we start fair on the 21st.
And I'll remind folks that there's a food sale going on the 20th while those judgings are going to be going on. So stop in at the community center. Now, Kate, remind us of when folks could come to visit about this local foods kind of visit. I'm just going to call it a visit at this point.
Yes. If you're out and around in the community, we would love for you to stop by and see us. You can do that Monday, the 18th, at the Anita Farmers Market from 4 to 6:30 at the downtown Banshell Park, or Saturday, the 23rd, in the middle of the Cass County Fair. And that will be from 11 to 2 here in the foyer of the fairgrounds at the community center.
Okay, thank you very much, Kate, and best wishes to you, your staff, and everybody who participates in the Cass County Fair. Until next time, here's a thought from Mark Kurlansky. Says, food is a central activity of mankind and one of the single most significant trademarks of a culture.